This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Leonard Sands.
And I am Debbie Deal.
And today, we're going to have an interesting conversation, which is kind of timely, considering that we have, you know, have been having some challenges with security of our person, given the fact that we have always, an alarming rate of murders and or alleged murders or whatever the police want to categorize it as, but crimes against the person.
Dead people.
Yeah. And I'm quite sure we still have the occasional numbers of home break-ins, car break-ins, theft of parts of your car is on the rise. I saw some Facebook videos. They're not even leaving your car on blocks now. They're leaving it up on buckets. This is getting wild. Yeah. But anyhow, we can get into that because we have a wonderful guest who's going to talk about how to secure your home and how to make your premises and even your person more safe than it is. But before we get into it, you know, I always go and look at what's going on around the Bahamas and the world. What is interesting? As I look on the news in our country and I compare it to, we're in election year. And so everything's exciting all at the same time. And the things that I think the public should pay more attention to are not the things that jump out at you. I think people should look at what are the things that mean the most to you for your not so much your personal life, but how does it improve your entire community? Debbie and I was talking about the improvements in the Golden Isle community, where they are doing some improvements along the roadway from the Coral Harbor roundabout entrance all the way just past the housing development, Villa De La Rosa. And some of the improvements is good. It certainly reduced the water impact. They're doing some tree clearing of an invasive species. That's a casuarina tree. They take all the material and turn it into some beautiful furniture or something.
I have a beautiful bench in front of my turtle pond that was made from a casuarina tree from West Bay Street.
I like to take pieces of one
artist,
of them. And
an artist. I think his name is, last name is Roberts. Yeah. He did that.
I'm gonna borrow, because I know they can cut them down in nice chunks. I'm going to borrow a piece of a trunk of the tree. I'm going to drop it right around the corner to one of my friends, Kim DeVoe, and she's an artist, and she does specifically with wood. She can turn it into something special.
A nice table base with glass on top or something.
Something nice, and she can do that. Yeah. And that's happening in that community. There are some improvements going on in other places. Construction-wise, I want us to appreciate that In the construction field, the men and women who are in there get work from doing either residential work, commercial work, or a combination of both.
Infrastructure as
well. Yeah, infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Very little inside infrastructure.
Well, I mean like seawalls, roads, and that kind of stuff. They're contractors.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, they are in the contractor mm-hmm. community.
Yeah.
But their work is sometimes, you don't see it as often. Like, we don't do a lot of seawall work that the public sees in Nassau.
Right.
Family Island, Starks, all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more so now.
Mm-hmm. But the concern I have is that I think, and I mentioned it before, we need to look at how to increase more home ownership, because it is the significant concern, I believe, of this voting public who is without a home. If you have a home, it doesn't matter to you. But if you're in the tens of thousands who don't have a home, mm-hmm. trying to get a home is going to be an important thing. And I think mm-hmm. we, from the construction community, we support that effort as well, because mm-hmm. we get to build a home. So thousands of contractors building homes, it's never a bad thing from the Bahamian contractors' standpoint.
But you know,
that's a good thing.
But you know what we touched on last week, and I think it's so true, because you're talking about thousands of homes, which mm-hmm. means you need thousands of lots, right? Okay.
Sometimes.
Well,
if we say
unless they're
going to
build it in the air.
Yeah, not standalone homes. Just homes in the terms of...
Okay, because...
Yeah, not a house. Homes.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Because we had a
good conversation last week about townhomes, condominiums, multi-level, those kind of things. A home is a home.
A house is a house
until you make it a home. Right? So any place could be an actual home.
Yeah.
And
I believe also, in part of that discussion, if you're having these kind of conversations in this election year, mm-hmm. we have to look at zoning. We have to look at planning. Mm-hmm. I think some of our town planning ordinances need to be revisited. I think that they go against the local community getting the most value out of their property.
Explain that just for me.
What's the size of your yard? Your property?
100 by 200.
Okay. That's 100 by 200.
Half an acre.
You got half an acre. Mm-hmm. That's residential?
Well, it was multifamily, but I didn't want to build it multifamily because it was in Brigadoon.
Okay.
So I wanted to build it as a main house and then a guest house or a pool house. Okay. Yeah.
Well, there are places.
I could have done four units.
That's fine. It's good that you had multifamily. For persons who have multifamily some and some single family, but they are so restrictive. Okay, you got to be 20 foot from here and 15 mm-hmm. foot from here. And that's fine, except for when I go up the road and I see a 15-story building right next to a residential house with the same 10 foot that you're asking for somebody who got one small house. Then I go in Sandyport, where the buildings abut each other.
Yes.
And they got 6 foot in between. So you bend the situations to suit the guys who already had a lot of money or to make money. But this person who wanted to have I could fit a triplex on my lot, but it's designed for a duplex. But on the same lot, if I was in Sandyport, I could get 5 units on it. That seems that it doesn't kind of help the local guys.
But the whole
purpose
in the offsets are to make sure that somebody's house that gets on fire is not going to burn down your house.
I can agree with that.
No, I know.
They didn't do it there.
But hang on. I'm just saying the regular people listening may not know what the setbacks are for, right?
I'm annoyed
at the two houses on Eastern Road because I feel bad for the people that have houses around them that are worth, you know, a couple million dollars mm-hmm. when they built these two little stinking cottages and they're less than 10 feet from the road and they're horrible. One's turquoise and one's bright lemon yellow.
How do you fix that?
It's terrible.
It's
10 feet from the road, and they're less than 6 feet apart. Less than 6 feet.
But at the same time, I don't want to stray too far.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I am of the view that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if somebody can maximize their property to economic gain, I think everyone should be allowed to do the same thing. I don't believe it is fair to allow the regular Joe, the common guy, to pay the money for his property, go to town, bank, all the land, and then he can't maximize his investment. That's just my view. I understand the safety protocols, but that safety protocol still exists for the persons there. And so, you know, if the risk was still okay for them to build it,
Well, I guess you could go back to the fact that the houses that are on the water, which were actually cottages for the big main houses that were on the ridge, right? That's basically where all the houses on the water came from.
Not in Sandyport.
No, I'm just saying on Eastern Road. On Eastern Road. So all I'm saying is for those ones, yes, those houses were cottages were built a lot closer because they were just cottages to. So when you went to the beach, you had a place for your towels and your food and all that kind of stuff. Nowadays, it's a main domain. It's not a little cottage on the sea.
But they could have revised the building code. The suit. One of the things, and really, I guess.
But they never speak to us.
No, of course not.
They don't speak to the people that live in the communities. They don't speak to the contractors. No. They don't speak to the architects. It's like we don't exist. Town planning doesn't even act as if we exist. Yet we do because we end up with all the issues that are not right when we start to build if things don't happen, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
And it's because our and we talk about this a lot, our laws are drafted by legally minded persons. Legally minded persons. They sit in a book and they look at things. The world we live in is not so black and white. You go outside and you see, okay, how would this impact actual people? It's the first consideration that you should make. And I'm not saying that happens all the time. I'm saying that there's not enough consideration of it. But let me dive into this conversation with my guest.
Okay.
So I could set the groundwork for my guest. I have a home. It's close to my neighbor's home. I want to protect it. And I decide I want to put a camera at my wall that has a 360 panoramic view.
Okay.
Now you're talking not only about my privacy. You're talking about the intrusiveness of my surveillance system on my neighbor's yard. My neighbor's yard, and across the street. Okay. What part, how do you address the public's increasing need for safety without infringing on the neighbor's right to privacy?
Well, first off, thank you for having me on the show. I'm very happy to be here. But that question, we face that problem a lot, especially when we go to install cameras and things of that nature. But I guess they never really have an issue with it once they trust their neighbor.
Okay, hold on now. Okay.
Okay,
you're bringing in trust? I'm trust my doctor. You want me to trust my neighbor?
Well, to be honest,
come on.
There is always the right. You have the right as a homeowner on your property to put anything
on your property. Yes.
Right?
Let's start there.
So, number one, facts don't care about your feelings in this situation.
I like that.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. You can put cameras up on your home no matter where it points. Now, if your neighbor wants to put up a barricade where you can't see them, then by all means, they have the right to do that. Mm-hmm. So you don't see what's going on in their yard. But I can't sacrifice my security for your pleasure. It doesn't work like that. So we always side with our client, whether if what they are trying to protect on their property has a little bit of their neighbor's yard in it, then it is what it is. We go with our client.
Truthfully, I would be very happy if my neighbors had cameras, because then, if anything ever happened and something happened to your own cameras, you've also got cameras from somebody else.
Exactly.
And then you're going to know whose dog was on the road, right?
Right.
Or who was walking the dog, or was somebody in the neighborhood that shouldn't be in the neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's just me.
That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a few people, very few, who just, They're not very open to that fact.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own security system, so they feel like, I have my own stuff, so I don't really need yours. They have
you
that attitude.
You need to introduce yourself, because we did not do that.
Yes.
Yes.
My name is Tristan Hanna. I am the principal at SafePoint Specialists.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. And you're also sitting on the board at the...
Yes, I am the director for the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce as well. Yes, sir.
So Tristan, in our community, we have a lot of homes in certain communities and densely populated ones not. There is a rise in personal cameras. You got a door ring and all that stuff. why is there also a need for video camera surveillance? Because I often find that, okay, what am I really looking at when I have a video camera? That's why I don't have any.
You don't have any cameras?
No. For what? What am I looking for? I want to know. Tell me. Why would I need cameras?
You need cameras to
repeat. What am I looking for?
If somebody breaks in my house.
If someone breaks in my house.
And rapes me. Mm-hmm. And I have a camera.
If someone breaks in my house.
And I
will have a murder charge on my hand.
I wouldn't know.
That's the only thing I'm going to tell you if someone breaks in my house.
I wouldn't know anything until I actually looked at.
In the camera?
Right. Yeah. Well, right now is a great example. You're here at The Guardian, mm-hmm. The wonderful Guardian, and mm-hmm. we are doing this show. Mm-hmm. And you're at work right now. So right now, transparency would help you a lot. Right now, you have the ability, if you had cameras, you would have the ability to basically be at home, away from home. And you can watch your house on your phone.
Mm-hmm. So my cameras will watch my house.
Your cameras will watch your house.
You know, I left it there 6 years ago, and I keep coming back to it, and it's still there.
I mean, well, the things inside of it may not be inside when
you
get back.
To keep watching it.
I mean, the house will be there.
Yeah.
Oh, you
can't lift, I can't lift your
no,
house.
No, they're going to steal the whole house. Better.
Inside, they're going to steal the home inside, but your house will be there, yeah.
Okay. And I get it. I'm just being facetious. All right, so how I think about it is this. Because when we were living in
some Bainton. People do it for housekeepers as well.
I know, we're all kind of reasons. We were inside where we were living in Bainton. Someone broke into the house when we were all out, stole the stuff. Dad looked on the cameras, and then he had to go and chat it to the police and showing us, and they recognized what it was. And look, all the for me, the camera is a way of finding out what happened. Factually, right? That's yes. what the camera is, because you can't lie what's on camera, right?
Right.
Fine, true. That's good. Mm-hmm. But the part of it that I want us to focus on, rather than being individualistic about that, why can't we talk more about neighborhood surveillance systems? Because why do I want to share have the cost of my house, Debbie's house? Why don't this street have a surveillance system? What would that look like? Rather than my home,
you
in
just
particular.
Have to get everybody to agree. That's the problem.
True. I mean, it does agree, but on a much larger scale. The government has had an initiative where they have those street cameras. I don't know if you've seen them.
I love them.
Yeah. They work.
Yeah.
They work pretty good. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've seen footages from
I've
those cameras that
Harbor
have helped.
Mm-hmm,
that have helped yeah. a lot of people in terms of accidents mm-hmm. when they were trying to catch somebody. Maybe I had a client, one of my clients. She got the footage of the guys leaving her house, mm-hmm. but the camera stops at the road. Mm-hmm. So once we were able to tell which way they drove off, mm-hmm. left or right,
you picked it
we
up
could pick it up
cam.
From the security cameras yeah. from the police. So that was helpful.
And I like mm-hmm. that. I think that's part of where we need to get more
yeah.
technology driven.
For with sure.
And now speaking of it, let's get deep into the construction aspect. In building a home, mm-hmm. how... And I guarantee I know the answer to this question. You've come to homes. How much, when you inspect the home for the initial evaluation of installation of camera system, do you see more camera-ready homes or less consideration that I may want installed cameras somewhere inside this home in the future?
When you say camera-ready homes, like what do you mean?
Okay.
They already have cameras in them.
I mean, okay, if I'm building a house, right? Mm. And I'm thinking I may want to have surveillance. Like, my home has a comms room. I have a space where everything comes back to, and that's my communication center in the home. Mm-hmm. I also have conduits and Cat5 locations in every bedroom. I have leads going out to my edge office. So if I want to put in a camera, the lead's already there. Mm-hmm. I thought about all that, even though I haven't installed none of it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking about. You come to homes where that consideration is already
no,
made?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. No.
Like, it's such a headache.
I bet it is.
That is the, I wouldn't say the most hateful part of it.
I bet it
but,
is.
But it's the toughest part.
You're running everything surface. You're trying to
I
find
that.
Ways.
That's
yeah.
the hardest
and
part.
So this is where the integration of technology and care.
And you
where,
have to be very creative.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. And mm-hmm. it actually costs us
it costs
the client more because we yeah. have to do more work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So the more work I have to do,
and
the
I'm
more
you
can be on your invoice.
I'll tell you, I'm not having any wires exposed. I'm yeah. not
right.
I'm not doing
yeah.
that ever
exactly.
again.
So
yeah.
so this is mm-hmm. where we want the public to understand you have to think about your home and the way you would utilize it. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you have to think about how what if I'm building a home for the first time, mm-hmm. the question should be asked from I'm engaging with the architect. The architect should ask, do you want cameras? Where would you like cameras? Because I want to put a conduit where the camera's going to be.
Yes.
Right.
You should be contacted early and get a consultation and say, hey, okay, this home, we're designing this home for the person. They want to have cameras on it. They want to have three or four cameras. Mm-hmm. They want this and this. Okay. So then you're telling them,
and
make
the
sure they have this.
And the electrician could actually put in the boxes
yeah.
and everything.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. All those considerations mm-hmm. for, we used to think before, 30 years ago, I would just electrical, mm-hmm. air conditioning. Now you have to consider data.
Yeah.
Data is now, and Debbie, you deal with this all the time because mm-hmm. you do inside commercial buildings most of the time. Mm-hmm. Data, if you forget data, it's going to bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing a job now where there was no data in the building
anywhere
at
that's
all.
That's going
to
be a headache.
And now we have to cut. Now we have to cut all the walls.
Yeah. To put data in.
To put the data in.
The data cable in. Oh my God. And so when I designed, and lucky enough, I designed and built my home. Mm-hmm. Like I said, every bedroom has a data point connection next to the receptacle.
That's good.
Behind the television, data points. I did everything so you don't have to see any wires. And well, that's because I thought about how would I do like
yeah,
use
that's
every
a,
single
yeah.
room.
Well,
that's
I know I have I have boxes that would have been for phones.
Mm-hmm.
But I could always change those into it, right?
Put the cables
but,
inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. people are so focused on building the house that mm-hmm. they forget
they
about
don't
the home.
Think about that. And then after the fact, and they would get a break in, oh, I need cameras.
Yeah.
They call SafePoint. Yeah, so what you got? You got any, you're in communications, right? No. Okay, so right. now you got to get me crawling to someone's attic, trying to get out to the eaves office, to drill a hole, to mount a camera. And
those go way back.
Yeah,
that goes
I know.
From houses that were built way back then as well.
Well, you have very little crawl space.
Yeah.
It got to be a pain. You're a tall guy. It got to be a pain. I don't know you do it.
At least I'm thinking I'm slim. Because some of the infrastructures are, and they need renovations.
Yeah. And so, for me, like I say, this is where you have the conversations. In your home, you have a space. I don't know if you do. You probably do. I just make everything home run back to this room. Mm-hmm. This room, I can go to this room. So when I had time for me to get cable data, I say, okay, this cord here come from this bedroom, mm-hmm. plug it into this device, every room up.
Well, now that I have Starlink, I'm ripping everything out.
Everything coming out now.
Everything's out. I went outside and I took off those plastic things and I ripped out all the things and went all the way back to where it was and got all of that stuff out of there because I don't need that anymore.
So Starlink is just... It's what now?
It's a satellite. It's the little dish that goes up on the thing, and you got to.
So we back the satellite dish.
Mm-hmm. But they're teeny.
And a much more.
It's like the size of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a much more, way better. It's way better.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about cable driving me crazy. Never on.
Yeah.
Everything they promise you they're going to do, they don't do. You know, it was just.
Okay.
It was a hot mess. Yeah.
So what about integration? Smart homes and SafePoint. How does that work?
Well, it depends on which one.
Talking about,
you named all three just now.
We're talking about camera. Okay.
Cameras.
A home wants camera.
Mm-hmm.
It also wants, so it wants surveillance.
Okay.
But it also wants, I'm coming home. I want to be able to automate, put my AC on, put my whatever, open my gate. I want the whole package.
The whole package.
Yeah.
Well, First, we'd have to do the site inspection.
Mm-hmm.
That's first. First things first. We need to see how much wires we need.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see how big your gate is in order for us to. Sometimes we have to tailor your gate.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about SafePoint is it's built from sustainable energy.
Okay.
So we have automated gates that like work with solar.
Mm.
And our cameras, most of our cameras in the market, they work with solar as well.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
So they have batteries for nighttime then?
They do have batteries. The camera itself has a battery in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the solar panel, it's like you have your phone, which is charged,
mm-hmm.
right? It's charged at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And we attach the solar panel to it
mm-hmm.
so that it can maintain the 100%.
Okay.
It isn't necessarily designed to take your phone.
Power.
Right.
Okay.
It isn't designed to take your phone from 0 to 100.
But it will take you from 5:30 at night to 6 o'clock
exactly.
in the morning when it's dark.
Yeah, so in the night when there's no light,
your
battery camera will probably move from 100 to like 80%.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But when the morning comes, the sun
you
will
charge
that up to 20%.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So it just keeps working in that way.
Yeah. What about the gate? So the gate works?
The
gate
works. All of those work all of those, you have two options. It's either the wired, which mm-hmm. is the traditional way, mm-hmm. or you have the solar, which is sort of the new way. Mm-hmm. And all of those you can manage from your phone or a tablet. Mm-hmm. We have the software where you can have it on your phone, and we also have a tablet inside of your house. So you can control it from your house.
No, let's talk about this. I know Brigadoon has a gate, and I'm not sure your comms work. Is it call, and then you guys hit a button, and then open the gate? Let's say I'm coming by you, Debbie. Do I have to call you, or is it an intercom at the gate?
There's an intercom. Well, no, you can't talk to anybody.
Okay.
But you can push the buttons, right?
Push the button. That's whatever your number is. Right. I'm pushing this button.
Yeah, I'm 033, okay. And then my phone rings.
Your phone will ring.
I could be in Canada, and mm-hmm. I could let somebody in. Which is
great. So, Tristan, how would let's say I'm inside a community. I think we have 12 houses through our street, in and out gate. Mm-hmm. We don't have a gate, but we keep promising to put gate. I say, I don't want to sign off on the gate unless it's solar. So let's say, we talk us through, we want solar gate, one for in, one for out, because we have a in and out.
Okay,
so
well,
that's two gates. How does every person...
Get your pad out right now, write down.
How does every person access the gate? How does that work? Because I'm trying to understand how does that work.
So the system that she's talking about, mm-hmm. it has multiple lines. Mm-hmm. Systems mm-hmm. like that, in most cases, must go with wired.
Must go with wired.
Yes.
We don't want us wired. I'm at the office. Someone's uh-huh. coming to do
it's
a repair
not
at the house.
It's not wired to my house.
Okay.
It's not wired to my house.
There are some systems that are wireless, and then some that are wired.
Yeah. Mm. And I think they have it through BTC or cable. Something like that, right?
We don't want the exchange.
And one person in the neighborhood has their yard. And then when you leave, there's this little thing, and when the little thing sees you, it'll open the gate.
It'll open the gate to sensor. Yeah.
So let's talk with your mm-hmm. gate system that's solar, because I like solar.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like...
You got 12 houses through there. So how does that work?
I mean, it wouldn't matter, because that one solar panel doesn't necessarily fuel 12 gates.
No. One gate that
protects basically mm-hmm. 12 homes.
Right.
But the solar, we would install the solar panel. We would how does your gate look? Is it a two?
No, we have no gate yet.
There's no gate.
No gate.
Okay, yeah. So depending
we just have the openings. We took down the wrought iron gates. We don't like them. We want something light.
I think the rolling ones are better.
Yeah, I was just going to explain to him.
The ones like this, I've known too many people who hit them. They get cut on their bumper.
They open slower as well.
Yes.
Because you have more.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they actually take up more energy.
Mm. Yeah. Because one of the gates.
The arm take up more energy.
Oh yeah.
One of the gates goes very slow, and the other one.
Gates swing though. It's not the track because you have an in and out.
I didn't choose them. I didn't choose them.
The gate swings. I'm pretty sure.
I know, but they're a pain in the butt.
All right, Tristan, go back to you. Okay, so we install the gate on the solar motor. How does comms work to every house now for control?
Well, they work either via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And so, some of which are 4G. So she's explaining with BTC. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you would type in a certain number and mm-hmm. it would call your phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So it works pretty much the same way.
It mm-hmm. works pretty much the same yeah. way. Mm-hmm. So there'll have to be a keypad at the gate.
It'll have to be.
Okay.
Otherwise
good.
You can't interface. You can't even interact.
Okay.
So the keypad mm-hmm. is the
and
middle
coming
man.
Out, you'll have a serpentine in the road or some kind of
We have a little pole with that little thing.
It's a radar. It picks you up.
And a lot of systems.
I like the radars to pick you up when you're coming out, right? And you have to actually put in a code to come out again.
No.
I've been in gates where you have to put in something to come in and put in something to come out.
Oh, I wouldn't want to.
A lot of those are sensored. So the sensor plays on the back end, which is coming out of your house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're leaving your house.
Yeah.
If you stop like 10 feet from the gate, it just swings open.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, you have to put in the code.
Okay.
So there's something guarding it. Either it's motion sensor mm-hmm. or a keypad.
Mm-hmm.
So the motion sensor comes from the inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The keypad is on the outside.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that if you're approaching it.
And you have to be smart enough when you put a gate in to make sure that at least three cars can go in.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want the gate right here, and then the next car is like this in the middle of the road. Like, you got to make sure that you can have at least two or three cars.
Yeah.
To be able to get in.
True.
Well, ours is set up where we have a dedicated in gate and an out gate.
Very cool.
We have seven.
So you probably need two gates.
You need two gates.
You need two gates and and two panels as well. Okay.
Get your pen out. That's double the business.
Okay. We're going to get this sorted out. I told them I'm chairing this thing. We're going to get this sorted out 2026 because, you know, it needs to happen.
Well, you know what? Don't wait until somebody gets hurt because that's what they did in our neighborhood.
Well, we had a break-in. We had a break-in at the house at the end of the street. Then we had a break-in the house next to mine. Mm-hmm. So clearly some undesirable persons decided to come in and take stuff.
We had somebody broke in and raped one of our persons and robbed her. And nothing happened then. Nothing happened. Nothing.
To do that.
Well, there was no gate. Nothing happened at that point. Yeah. And it wasn't until one of our other neighbors, where he and his son got held up at gunpoint, that within a week we had a gate.
We got a gate, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you shouldn't have to wait like that. That's what I'm saying with a community. Yeah. You all have to be on board. And that's the most difficult.
Before the issue.
Yeah, so that's the problem.
We can get this sorted. Trust me. That's my responsibility.
Yes.
I'm going to sort it out. Yeah. And okay, so beyond that, so we got the gate. Mm. What about having, you have the gate now. Mm. What about surveillance at the gate? Because one of the things I think is important to know, there's a camera that's at the gate looking at who's coming in.
Right.
Let's say.
Well, I have no idea. When my phone rings, all I see is the gate number.
You let some,
I don't know who I'm letting in.
Do you have a system that I can see who buzzed me?
Okay,
someone just buzzed my number. They got it somehow, and I'm not letting in someone I don't know. I don't want to let.
It wouldn't be the same as her system. That's a much more advanced system.
Mm.
We have systems that have cameras on them.
Okay.
But the camera is, you see the keypad that you have.
Yeah.
There's a camera like right above the numbers.
Oh, so
it is a much bigger interface.
You're saying who's at the gate? Yeah.
Right. So as soon as that person were to type that number in, and it rings to your phone, you could answer it as a call, as a video call. They can't see you, but
you could see them.
You could see them.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is the way it should be.
But how would I see them on my cell phone?
Well, the only way to do it would to be over Wi-Fi. So the 4G kicks in from the system
at the gate,
but you must have Wi-Fi in order to see the person. But you can hear the person
because I can't answer the phone
and
see them at the same unless I have my phone on video.
It's a video call.
Oh, so you'll see it. Yeah.
It's a video call.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm a little slow.
Let me ask you a question, Tristan. Are there systems where for that application, you don't get a call. You just get, like how Ring does, you just get a notification.
You mean that somebody's at your front door?
Yeah, that someone's at your front door. Or just a notification.
They're sort of wiping those out.
Why are they wiping those out?
Because it's at the end of the day, it is your security, but on the flip side, it is a business.
Mm-hmm.
So another company says, we can do the same thing, but have
a camera on it.
You're going to have to adopt it up because I'm going to go with the one with the camera and the motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty much the same thing. You're looking at it from a security, but they're looking at it for money, which is understandable.
I told you the story the last time when somebody was on talking about security, right? Mm-hmm. Where when my daughter goes away, I take care of the animals and stuff, right? So, of course, I'm in the house and I'm feeding the dog and the cat and all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden I hear somebody yelling, Gigi, get off that couch. And it's my son-in-law in New York City when they were there. My grandson was in a swim meet.
Yeah.
And, of course, they knew because their phone would go, nee, 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 yeah, and then all of a sudden they knew. So all of a sudden, I thought I was alone, and all of a sudden I hear this voice, and I think, who is in this house with me? It was funny and not funny at the same time.
Yeah, the Ring
anyway,
camera.
The dog did get off the couch.
The Ring camera. I'm not, and I guess it's because of your level of, personal protection and all that stuff. I don't need cameras at my house. It just isn't something, again, I'm inside a little gated situation. The neighbors are always there.
Like a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, neighbors are always there.
That's good.
At some point in time. Now, granted, there's some positives to it, but for me, it just doesn't need all that for me. But at the same time, I could see why it's an important thing for you to consider, even when you're considering your home, whether you may be inside a gated kind of similar situation and or just a regular community. Mm. What would you say is some of the considerations that not only homeowners need to make, developers need to make when it comes to the considerations that should at the very minimum be in place for either monitoring or more use of high-tech data systems in these communities. Like developers need to think about it as well.
You're talking about the infrastructure of the
house?
Yeah,
the infrastructure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Those things are... A part of me understands...
That's high-end, right?
Right, it is. Mm-hmm. A part of me understand why a lot of builders wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the architects should draw it in. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether they use it or not.
Not
right.
Yeah, yes.
It should be something that, like you said, you can opt in to use it at a certain time, but it would make our life easier.
Yeah.
Which in result, and it takes less. It takes less supply to do that because normally when we go in and install these cameras,
you have to quote for wires, all this
taking,
stuff.
Right, and not only that, but
and
we're
doing
we're
MacGyver's
taking your house out. Mm-hmm. Like we're drilling your wall out. Mm-hmm. So it takes less material to do that.
Right.
And so when we get there, it's like, you paid for all of this, but we have to move this in order to put this in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had done this from before, you would have saved money. So yeah.
See, for people like, let's say a husband and wife live in a condo or something like that, and he travels a lot, so she's home alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or when she comes home, she wants to make sure that there's nobody in the home, or when she goes to the door, she needs to make sure that it's a legitimate person, not somebody who's just, you know, and then people will come to your door and say, can I use your phone?
And then all of a sudden
you know, I mean, you know, so I could see in situations like that, or you might have... you know, teenagers or whatever that you're leaving in the house and, you know, you're going out for the evening. You want to make sure your kids are safe. I mean, there's a thousand reasons. My kids are grown adults now, so I don't think of them that way. But I know my daughter does because she has two boys.
Mm.
One's 15 and one's 9. So she wants to make sure if they're there
they're safe.
And they've gone to the grocery store that if anything happens, you know, she's right there.
We have smart door sensors as well.
What's that?
So it's the part that goes on like the top part of the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
contactor.
It's very, yeah, contact sensor.
Mm-hmm.
It alerts your phone every time a door.
See,
opens.
I like that. The door opens.
Right.
If I know I'm not expecting my door open, I'm at work. Why is my door open?
Yeah, let me check this.
I would go with that for my front door. For
why is my door open?
You could you could contact me for that.
Okay.
I could definitely do that.
Yeah, why is my door open?
The other doors I wouldn't, because the other doors are really, they're the double lock ones where the handle comes up and all that crap.
Okay,
you know? But the front door,
But you want to know why your door open.
Right. Yes. Especially if you, leave your three kids home and you told them not to go anywhere. Nobody should leave the house until I get back.
Mm-hmm.
And your door all of a sudden opens. Then that's immediate response.
You think, I hope it's somebody coming in, not going out, because I might have to beat them.
Right.
I'm just joking.
So, but those are very good, because you want transparency when you're not around.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what you
And even though it's Big
have.
Brother and everybody says, oh, you know, Big Brother is here alive and well, of course it is. But the way I grew up when I was a kid...
Mm-hmm.
Things were so much different. The stuff that happens now, and of course the accessibility to social media and cell phones and laptops and what do you call those things?
iPods, tablets,
and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, kids can see anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anything could happen. And it's very scary knowing that people drive by houses and they shoot people just because they... That's what the gang says you have to do. You have to do this because so you can become a part of the gang.
True.
There's so, you don't know.
For sure. And
we didn't have that when I was a kid.
No.
One of the I know you said you live around you live like you have a gated situation, so you wouldn't need cameras.
She has a gated situation.
One of
But we
one
didn't
of our
for
clients,
years. We didn't for 20 something years.
But one of our major clients or a few of our major clients actually live in gated communities.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the mere fact that they live in a gated community.
Community, really?
Yeah, because they, especially after they got the cameras, well, the reason they got the cameras is because they noticed, like, very suspicious vehicles slowing down and passing their house.
Because when somebody comes in, they could follow you in.
Right, and so actually, I would argue you need cameras more for a gated community because your house is actually more valuable. Which is more attractive?
Attractive to someone who wants to break, steal and create havoc and what's not.
And a gate is not enough, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great barrier, but it's not enough. Some guys are very much willing.
Yeah,
to
and you only can slow the real thieves down to a certain degree.
For sure.
But if they really want to get in, they certainly won't get in.
Yeah. Right.
So, Tristan, I know we jumped straight into it, and I just want to get a quick, and I'll probably do this after the break, because I hear our producer's giving us the music cue, but what I want you to think of before we get it, why did you decide to go into it? I got a piece of your bio here, and I saw that. I didn't see nothing with that and there, but I saw a bit of it. So after we come off of a great break, please kind of tell us what made you go into Safe Point and kind of the story behind.
Okay.
It seemed like a great passion of yours. I'm really excited about doing some business with you. Mm-hmm. But let's deal with this after the break.
Yeah.
All right.
Since independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has been mandated to expand our nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies from Grand Bahama to Inagua. Our clients come from all sectors of local industry, from manufacturing to agriculture to the creative industries to the mailboat that brings it all to you. We are always looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website today to apply.
When we started Stormframe Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at Stormframe have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the Outer Islands.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas!
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates as little as 5% down for first-time buyers and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
Tired of fixing those roof leaks over and over again? Paint Suppliers has the answer for you. Now you can fix it once and for all with Total Roof, a 100% silicone roof coating applied with just one coat. It will seal out all your roof leaks, is mildew resistant, easy to apply in just one coat, and makes your roof surface temperature up to 75 degrees cooler. It's guaranteed for 50 years and can be applied to virtually any roof. The amazing Total Roof, only at Paint Suppliers in the Jolly Roger Building at number 130 Shirley Street. Total Roof, the last roof coating you'll ever need.
When your building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines. Maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We'll be right back.
we're back to Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. I want to get the public involved in this conversation. So if you have questions or comments, let's go ahead and throw those numbers for you. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. And our text line, if you want to join the conversation via text, powered by BTC, is 422-4796.
And again, we are a sponsored show. This is the Bahamian Contractors Association show. We just happen to be the hosts of the show. And we're very thankful for all of the support that we've been getting from our sponsors.
Absolutely.
And today, we're this month, we're sponsored by ART. And we are sponsored by Bahamas Safety Solution. And ART is with the fiberglass rebar.
Fiberglass
rebar.
Yeah,
so,
technology.
Yeah.
Fiberglass, no steel.
We need to get more people on board with that, because people, I've seen people building, and I go, why are you building the steel?
Why not?
Well, why would you build with steel when because my dad delivered it, so it was already there and put in by the time I got home. And I thought, well, okay, so maybe your dad's going to chop the walls in 20 years and fix it for you. Anyway, it is what it is. So thank you so much. We so appreciate you.
Yeah. Tristan, I'm going to take this call before we go to your response.
No problem.
Call you live. Go ahead.
Hey, good night. Good night, Leonard. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Good night.
Under your guest. Good night.
Good night, Mom,
Debbie, you have a 15-year-old grandson? Man, you sound so young, man.
I love you. I love you.
You might have to take the award from the youngest grandmother on the... Come on, this station and give it to you.
Possibly.
Yeah, man. And Kristen, you're the gentleman who was on the news last year with the business on Robertson Road, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, opposite UV by, you said.
Yes.
Okay, question is, right, like, Sunday was gone. When we had the lightning and that thunder.
Oh, man, that dog went nuts.
That knocked out the fiber for the southern area, and Alive and BTC Wi-Fi was gone. Now, I heard you saying with the solar power gates, I'd have to go with the Wi-Fi, and the solar cameras have to go with the Wi-Fi. Now, even if you have a generator, or you even have the backup Wi-Fi, which you get from the networks, what will happen when it happened, the Wi-Fi was off for a whole day? I wouldn't be able to get in my gate. My gate wouldn't open, and my cameras wouldn't be on.
No, you can actually have a little thing that you unlock it with a key, and you can actually open the gates manually and leave them open. And then when the power comes back on, or when the BTC comes back on. It'll automatically close on its own. But you can
You have to come out and then open up your gate manually.
Pretty much.
Over there raining.
Right.
Right.
But you won't be locked out. That's the important thing. You won't be locked out.
Right. You'll be like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because even if you have a generator, the system is done. The Wi-Fi system is done.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And then the solar cameras, they will be video and audio?
Yes, they actually have two-way talk, meaning how are we having a two-way talk right now?
Uh-huh.
We can talk like that through the cameras.
Okay, so if you see the fellas, them teeth in your pump and things like that, or your gas tank, you say, hey,
yeah,
I see
you. You tell them carry the, and get out of there.
Right. Okay, that's good, man. That's high tech stuff.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, man. You have a good business going on, man. Continue. Keep
I
up
think
the good
so,
way.
Too.
And you guys
so
keep up the good show.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling.
Right. Thank you. So Tristan, I asked a question before the break. But for the benefit of the persons who came on late to the show, I'm going to read a bit of information that I got on you before you explain why SafePoint was not. So Tristan Hanna is a Bahamian entrepreneur, speaker, and founder of SafePoint Specialist, a security technology and solar solutions company, a graduate of Queens College and South Dakota State University with a degree in marketing and communications. He is the youngest director in the history of the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce. Driven by faith, discipline, and purpose, Tristan is committed to innovation, leadership, and empowering the next generation with the mindset, I'll see you at work. I like that. So you could have gone marketing. You could have gone communications. And you kind of sort of are in communications a bit. But you decided to make your company, SafePoint, in the space with deals with surveillance cameras, technology. Wow, what was the birth of the company?
So, I like you just read in the bio. I went to South Dakota State University, mm-hmm. and I was a track and field athlete. Mm-hmm. So I did track and field while I was in college, but I had realized that track and field is not what I want to continue in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. However, it did pay my school fee, mm-hmm. and I was decent at it. I wasn't bad at it. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this is it. In 2 years away from graduation, I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with track and field.
Yeah,
so now it's time to work now, mm-hmm. right? So I had to start preparing my escape plan mm-hmm. for graduation, after mm-hmm. graduation. And I'm like, if I'm going to go home, because every time I would come home for Christmas and summer, mm-hmm. I would hear people say, you coming back here? Why would you come back to the Bahamas? Mm-hmm. Why in the world would you do that? Mm-hmm. You live in the United States. Stay over there. And crazy enough, those people have never actually lived in the States, but
they actually come just all this cracked up to be once you're there long enough.
Right, that. Exactly. So mm-hmm. I've been there for years at mm-hmm. the time. These people were telling me, don't come back to the Bahamas, right? And it sounds so good to me at that time because I was already just fed up with college. But a certain part of me was like, but Tristan, what if they're right? What if they are right? What if mm-hmm. the job market is not mm-hmm. what you think, mm-hmm. and what if it's a bit tough mm-hmm. when you get there? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I still want to go home. The Bahamas is where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I'm a real son of the soil. I want to go back home. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, we are going to look for jobs, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we're going to create something of our own. Mm-hmm. And it's better to start it now, 2 years away from college, graduating college. Mm-hmm. than to start it right after college and exactly. you're trying to jump into it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I need to start something early. So what am I going to start? And I'm like, so business is a product of problems. So wherever there's a problem, there's a business, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like, so what are the two biggest problems or three biggest problems that I have in my country? And every time I would look back on the news, it would always be the prime minister or the minister of national security on TV. Mm-hmm. The prime minister would be talking about renewable energy, mm-hmm. and the Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe, would always be talking about crime and security. Mm-hmm. I'm like, these are two major problems. Mm-hmm. Why is the news only talking about this, mm-hmm. or mostly talking about this? And I'm like, okay, this is something that I can actually get into. Mm-hmm. And I studied communications. One of the things that South Dakota State really did a good job of doing was defining what communications really is, mm-hmm. or what it really means. And it's much deeper than just us coming in a room together and having a conversation.
Yeah, of course.
It is connecting one point to another. Mm-hmm. And they gave us so many ways of what communication looked like. Mm-hmm. And security actually lined up with communication, mm-hmm. like you said. Mm-hmm. Because if I can have the ability to be in France and still see my house in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. that's a form of communication, mm-hmm. because I'm communicating with what's at point B mm-hmm. while being at point A. Mm-hmm. And I took that on as soon as I realized it. And I studied, my minor was in marketing. I already had my associate's degree going into my bachelor's with mm-hmm. marketing anyway. And I'm like, okay, I started creating a company. I'm like, what's a good name? Mm-hmm. And I like the thought of security, the security checkpoint. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's too long though.
Yeah, so
I
need to chop it up. Yeah. That didn't work out.
So I cut the
security part and check out.
I cut the check out. Mm-hmm. I keep the point, and then the safe point was created.
But let me help you with that. You went to the part that your marketing part kicked in when you went to security mm-hmm. is what you want. The feeling you want is safe.
Right.
So right. That's really what happened there. Because when I see safe point, mm-hmm. The only thing I'm paying attention to is safe. Mm-hmm. You want to feel safe.
That's the mm-hmm. end result.
Yeah, yeah. So you're selling the result.
Yes.
If I see someone with safe on it, yeah. I want that.
That's and you the reach, product I and want. You reach here. So yeah. that's you're at the safe point.
You're at the safe point. So, yeah. so that's smart.
Yeah, so I came up with that name and the rest was history. I started out, we got us, I was working my housing job. And mm-hmm. I was, like I said, I was on a scholarship. Mm-hmm. And the money that I was able to save up, I actually bought my first set of Ring cameras.
Yeah, really?
I came home. There was one Christmas I came home. I was still in college because mm-hmm. I would graduate at the end of around that summer, mm-hmm. the following year. And I started selling it. I started marketing it as a soft launch on Facebook and Instagram, and they sold out. So I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
I found it. And when I'm going to start creating my brand now. Mm-hmm. Now it's time for branding. Because
mm-hmm.
I was sort of doing it in a very ghetto way.
Mm-hmm.
There was no logo.
You start where you are.
Yeah, you have to start where you are. That was a test run. It was like a dress rehearsal. And when I graduated, I went full-fledged. Mm-hmm. And I never looked back since.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's really
I think one of the things with Procto to me is the passion that you have for innovation. Especially for in helping the next young person to come along. What are the kind of things that you tell persons who may be thinking about starting something? And you're with a great organization for that, with the Chamber of Commerce, and you know, they have a host of different ways to help businesses. What are some of the things you tell young persons who may be thinking about an idea of starting a business? What are some of the advice you give them?
I would tell them to definitely do their research on what they are trying to look for, and go with what your vision is. I would say to develop a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start something that you can't see in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And it always starts with you. Even though somebody else may can't see what you believe or what you think,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean don't do it. Every crazy idea starts off with just that person thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
and they had to believe it.
Yeah.
If they didn't, then it would just never exist.
I agree.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Definitely get your vision together
mm-hmm.
and go full-fledged and stay curious. Stay curious because curiosity actually asks you, it gives you the energy to ask those questions
mm-hmm.
that you need the answers to in order to be successful. So in your head, you might see the end result of you want to start a certain company. As soon as you start thinking about that, a lot of questions are going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, well, how can I do this? Or how can I make this happen? You want to keep those questions coming in. Anytime you're at a standstill where all of your questions are answered, that's not a good place to be.
No, it's not a good place to be.
A lot of people, when you talk to them and you ask them a question, you go, oh, I don't care. I don't care about that.
Mm.
Well, you know what? You have to care about that.
Yeah. Ignorance is number one
mm-hmm.
for you to fail in any dream you have.
Yeah.
I can tell you that for sure. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be closed off. You want to be open-minded.
Yeah.
One of the things that's interesting about this conversation, and you touched on communications, is figuring out the problem. I think in certain sectors, we have oversaturated the solution.
Mm.
For example, tons of buses on the road, multiple routes. So now they're competing with each other to pick up Debbie's standing up. There's two buses to pick up Debbie.
And they overtaking each other too.
Why?
It's only they fight it now.
So you're oversaturated.
Mm.
Rather than, and I say it all the time, where am I? I go drive Albany Road from my home to Albany Adelaide Road every single day. On that road every day, in the mornings, afternoons, and through the day, there are people walking. You know why? There's no bus that mm-hmm. goes from the Coral Harbor roundabout,
mm-hmm.
or better, from the Bacardi roundabout, mm-hmm. we call it roundabout, the Bacardi bat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It once was mm-hmm. there, to Adelaide Road. You don't have to go past Adelaide Road, because if you get to Adelaide Road, it's about a 5.5-6 minute walk to the construction gate of Albany. If you know how much young men hike a ride, because the last bus turns around at Bacardi Road, and their destination is Albany. There's no bus route. And I say this all the time. If bus drivers pay attention to where people need to go,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to fight for customers.
Are they allowed to do that, or is it done through the government?
Who's stopping them? There's no road traffic. There's no warden. There's none on the roads anyway.
Oh.
But I'm saying, even if it wasn't, make an application for the route. Create a route.
For sure, there mm-hmm. is.
The people is there.
Well, mm-hmm. the solution looks different. Where there is limitations on a certain industry, a new one is created.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of where the buses stop is where Uber starts.
Yeah.
So
the construction workers are not taking Uber to work every day.
Right.
It's cost prohibitive.
Exactly. However, not have another choice.
No, I understand that, but they can't afford it.
Mm.
So you still need a stopgap. And all I'm saying mm-hmm. is that's an opportunity for somebody in the industry
mm-hmm.
to look at their route, even if I were a bus driver, mm-hmm. if my route was 14A or 16A, whatever it goes to Carmichael Road, I'm not running around with the guys who are fighting for that morning rush.
True.
I'm going this way.
Mm-hmm.
At 10 o'clock, I'll start my morning rush.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the afternoons, most of the jobs start to get off at 3:30 to 5. I'm going back to that route.
Going back to that route,
I'm the only person catering to that crowd.
That's
but
true.
I'm telling you, the residents in that area who don't have a car, they have to hike, to try to get a taxi, Uber, and that's all day. So I'm just saying that part of what you're saying is that if you find a problem, you found the business as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you find a problem, you find a business.
Mm-hmm.
The plaza I watched that got built, and the reason why it got built is because once you left that gate, the closest food to you was all the way to Cable Beach or
Golden Gates. Mm-hmm.
Or, no, because those plazas come even after that. But there was no food in that area. The plaza come there, it's packed all the time because it found the problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It found the gap.
They found the gap.
Yeah.
So that's what you did inside the marketplace with communications and security and business persons who are thinking about business. Find a gap in the market. I often say in this country, one of the things that we know is a gap in the market is cabinetry and millwork. It's a huge gap in the market.
Mm.
It's a huge gap. You could find some people who do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do it consistently well? And is the price appropriate?
I know.
Because
one of the ladies,
the prices are kind of
me,
crazy inside the millwork.
Yeah,
and,
one
and
of
cabinetry.
The ladies said to me yesterday, she said, well, I need is a good carpenter. And I said, yeah, good luck with that. And then she laughed, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So you could find, and that's what business for me, when I think about young persons, and as president of the Contractor Association, I meet young persons all the time. They come up, oh, I'm going to be a contractor. And I'm like, there are thousands of contractors. You know what there are not thousands of?
True.
Really, really good plumbers, really, really good electricians, really, really good HV techs, really, really, really good millwork specialists, really. In the gaps is where you need to fill. And I try to say this all the time. Not all of us are designed to be the master builder in totality.
Right. True.
Some of us are better at being the great carpenter, the great mason, the great tradesman in a particular area.
Yeah.
And that's the part of business that I think younger persons now need to look at. And you see the guy with the fancy car and he doesn't, the government buildings and the schools, and now he's making that big money.
Mm.
You don't know what he went through. You don't know the losses he's taken.
True. That's why it's also important to be attracted to success and not the thing. So, well, like I said, I did track and field.
Mm-hmm.
And to a certain point, if I wasn't attracted to being a successful person, I would still be attached to track and field. Which would have clouded my judgment, and I would have still be doing something that...
Mm-hmm. But you learned a lot of discipline through track and field.
I would still be doing something that isn't what I was supposed to be what was natural.
Yeah.
Now, I looked into other arenas, and I said, well, there isn't this. I could go in that field, because this field will make me successful. The whole goal is just to be successful. So that's a good way to start.
But have it to be something that you're interested in.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like
absolutely.
My grandson, the older grandson, is really interested in computers. He built a computer. Last year he asked us for, you know, everybody for pieces for the computer as gifts. And that day
he
put the whole thing together.
Yeah, he's brilliant. I can't do none of that stuff. No.
And he was able to do things like figuring out how he could get free food, you know, with... persons like Craven and stuff that said, well, if you bring so many people to us, you'll get a free this and free that. And he's very, this is when he was like 13 years old.
Wow.
He was like this young entrepreneur with all of these, you know,
ideas.
He's a hustler.
And you should protect that.
Yes. Yeah. He's a hustler. And I think that's great about him.
That's good.
You know,
that's a good thing.
But you got to find something that you're interested in.
Let me ask you a question, Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see the future looking like for, one, home technology, specifically from a demand standpoint? What's the thing to look out for in the future?
You know, I would say smart home. Those have you ever seen where you're able to turn your lights off, like with your voice.
With the voice, Alexa, and
my,
all that stuff.
My
yeah.
daughter tells it the tap to turn on and off. And,
yes.
And the blinds to go up
yeah,
and down.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that the curtains can close.
Yeah.
Yes. That's something I see in the near future, especially with newer homes.
Mm-hmm.
The newer homes, some of which come built in now.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to become the standard, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the future is heading.
Mm-hmm.
But for those houses that are not so new, that have already been built in a certain era, they would have to sort of outsource it and bring it into their home.
Yeah, I one of the things I think that I would encourage homeowners to do, and speaking with persons inside the technology space, look at some little upgrades to your home.
Mm-hmm.
I like hitting a remote and my blinds go up and then hidden again and it blacks out the room. I like that rather than going to the window and drawing a curtain.
Right.
I like the cool stuff.
Yeah.
True.
I like to be able to program. Well, my air conditioner's on program, so you also doesn't cut off. I know.
No.
But you program it that it cuts on at 4:30 because I know I'm going to be home by 5.
Yeah.
Or 5:30. I like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The lights come on at a certain time. So we're already using some of it, but I know what you're saying. That total integration where your home is controlled by an iPad, well, we do it a lot at Albany. I like that too. I want to be able to walk in a home. Debbie's room is at 70 degrees. She's feeling a little cooler. All right, turn it down a little bit. I want to turn on the stereo inside there. Everything from a central location. So those are the things I think no matter the size of your home,
true.
You want to encourage a person to take advantage of technology is amazing when you have it done right.
Yeah.
And it can really make your home a lot more fun to be, you know, something that you own. It doesn't have to be a big home.
True.
Any home.
I would say get a taste of it. I was talking to the High Commissioner of Namibia sometime last year. And I was asking her, how do you get through your day?
Mm-hmm.
She was listening to a bunch of things. It was after the meeting I was talking to her. She was listening to a lot of things that she did throughout the day. I'm like, that sounds like a lot. You know, like what makes it what makes this easier for you?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, exactly what you're doing. The smart home makes things easier. Like to know she has a thing where it's like, oh, okay, the blinds open. That helps her to wake up quicker because the sunlight gets in.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you less comfortable. You know, and she it was like the little things like that, and the Kroger machine that makes her coffee
that starts at a certain time.
Yeah, it's all sorts of things now, and everything is automated, and it also saves energy because if I have a smart home, and I was rushing to come here to the show, I miss and leave all my lights on.
Mm-hmm.
I could just get my phone
and
turn off all the lights. That time adds up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can keep doing that and keep saving and turning off my things remotely, that'll save me a lot of energy.
Work. Yeah, Muffy's always talking to Alexa.
Yeah.
It's a new friend.
It's her new friend.
Now I remember, you know where you and I spoke when on the first night when we got in India and I was on the stair, you was on the stairs and I was on the stair and I was coming down and we were talking with somebody because I think we got into our room, checked out and we were looking for something to eat or whatever.
Oh,
that's
yes.
I remember
oh,
I
yeah,
talked
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
You were, and you were most of the time.
Yeah, I did.
You had a backpack on most of the time. I said, this guy's eating IT or something because he had a backpack on.
Athletes always have backpacks.
Yes, I know my grandkids.
So that's the thing.
Yeah.
So now I remembered. Yeah, there you're interested. Yeah, you're in a backpack.
I want to give a plug to the Bahamas flag football.
Mm.
The youth flag football.
Yeah.
They went away. My daughter was one of the persons that helped bring it here for the kids.
Mm.
And they went to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And the 16 and under won.
Really?
The
nice. Flag football.
The
that's
international, the international.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw
the
that.
International
that was a report.
Award. Yeah.
That was a report.
That
yep.
is
yep.
awesome.
Yeah, the world. The world. They were the world champion.
That was like a week ago.
Yes. Yeah. They just came back on Monday.
Wow, that
yes.
is
saw that.
Awesome. Congratulations.
And these kids started at the age of 10. And the first year when they went, they didn't win anything. And the second year, they didn't win anything. And they didn't even place, you know. But then the third, they placed. And then now
they're world champions.
Now they're world champions.
Wow.
I mean, that's amazing, right?
That
and then
is
they go,
absolutely
they go
fantastic.
Back away again in February.
Now they're
going to
find the title. It's going to be tougher now.
Yeah. So,
people got they're not sneaking up on anyone no more.
Yeah,
yeah, you got a world champions coming. We got to give them a good game.
Oh, but it's so encouraging when you see these, you know, these kids
growth.
that yeah. yeah, and
For sure.
And it's good, the discipline and everything that you learn from sports.
I definitely learn a lot of discipline from sports. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So before we go, we refresh our time. We got to give the contact numbers, help people get in contact with you. How do they reach SafePoint?
So you can contact us at 433-4647, and we'll get you all of the safety.
Any email, technology. Any website?
Yeah, so the safepoint242.com.
That's easy.
Safepoint242@gmail.com.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Tristan, thank you very much for being our guest. I think the public learned a whole lot.
I learned a lot about technology.
I learned a lot.
Yes.
And we will certainly be calling you to do an assessment at our gates.
Perfect.
And Debbie will be calling you to do the contact so she can know when the kids are leaving the house and hotel now.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a wonderful, wonderful show.
It has been a great
show.
And
we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Stormy weather, but we are always standing strong.
Tired of fixing those roof leaks over and over again? Paint Suppliers has the answer for you. Now you can fix it once and for all with Total Roof, a 100% silicone roof coating applied with just one coat. It will seal out all your roof leaks, is mildew resistant, easy to apply in just one coat, and makes your roof surface temperature up to 75 degrees cooler. It's guaranteed for 50 years and can be applied to virtually any roof. The amazing Total Roof, only at Paint Suppliers in the Jolly Roger building at number 130 Shirley Street. Total Roof, the last roof coating you'll ever need.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates as little as 5% down for first-time buyers and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
In years following independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has carried out our mandate of expanding and diversifying the nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies from Grand Bahama in the north to Inagua in the south. Our clients come from all sectors of domestic industry. We are proud to support local manufacturing, technology, agricultural projects, and creative works that draw from our native heritage. We will continue to finance inter-island transport from the mailboats of yesterday to the ships of the future. Let us power the possibilities of the new economy together. We are always looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website at www.bdb.gov.bs to complete your application today.